Captain went out in the cab all morning, and I went out in the afternoon. Jerry took a lot of care to make sure that my collar and bridle were comfortable, and there was no bearing rein. We went to the cab stand, where the other cabs were waiting for passengers, and took our place at the back of the last cab. Several of the other drivers came to look at me.
"Too handsome," said one. "You'll find something wrong with him one morning."
Then a man in a grey coat and grey hat came up. His name was Grant, and he looked a happy, sensible kind of man. He had been longer on the cab stand than any of the other men, so they let him through to have a look at me, and waited for his opinion. He looked me all over very carefully, then said,
"He's the right kind for you, Jerry. I don't care what you paid for him, he'll be worth it."
My first week as a cab horse was very hard. I was not used to London, the noise, the hurry, the crowds of horses, carts and carriages. But Jerry was a good driver, and soon discovered that I was willing to work and do my best.